Hey, Rabosai. We left off in the middle of Se'if Dalet, where we had the famous machlokas between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam about Hanan B'Shari Surim with Sfardim following Rabbeinu Ephraim and both Sfardi Rishonim saying there's no Hanan B'Shari Surim and Ashkenazim following Rabbeinu Tam and most Ashkenazi Gachronim saying there is Hanan B'Shari Surim. And then we're in the middle of this very long Rabbah who said, what are the cases where you have Hanan? Bishari Surim, meaning, he does the same thing on Bas Bechalov. What are the cases where you have Hanan, right? Not if something just falls into a mixture, then it gets dissipated throughout. So, what are cases of Hanan, and what does he mean here? Again, he's going to be about to, we didn't get to the last time, repeat Sif Beis. Like, we know the answer in case of Hanan, that's what Sif Beis is about. But he's going to repeat it now. What are cases of Hanan? What does he mean? He doesn't mean cases of Hanan where first you cook one thing and then you put it in something else. No, that's obvious. Cases of Hanan within one cooking. Let's call it. So the first case he had is Isser Dachuk, right? And we analyzed Isser Dachuk at great length. Last time, this was a very, very big inyan in Halacha L'maisa in the old days. When, you know, they would often cook chicken and meat and there would be things that weren't supposed to be stuck to them, Nowadays, it's a little bit less common of an issue. But still, you could have, in rare circumstances, such a case. I think that we were, let's start again for the Ramah. And then we'll pick up where we left off. Yesh Omer, with the Ramah of Dalet. Darminu m'chalei shorim chatiqa nasas neveila. V'chein aminik pasha fein l'shanos. Okay, Ashkenazim pashut. V'davka im ha'itzer dovek b'chatichas heter, o shechaticha kula, dovek b'chatichas heter, that's, I think, we analyzed last time, o shechaticha kula chutz l'rotev, b'nafla le'ha'itzer. Chaticha kula chutz l'rotev, b'nafla le'ha'itzer, that's the scenario of the Gemara and Sefbeis according to the Re, that's chaticha kula, right, we'll call this Re. Chaticha kula chutz l'rotev ben nafal aleha iser. Here it's not chalom, but it's iser. And obviously, it would only be a problem chanan if then you stirred it in. You didn't stir it immediately, and you didn't cover it immediately, but you stirred it or covered it a little later. Right? That goes without saying. Ben lo near or kisa atchila ela. Okay, that is the re. Let's continue. If the piece is half in the rotev, half out of the rotev, and nothing stuck, whose scenario is that? If it's half in and half out of the rotev, Rashi. Of course, what about a Rashi case? Remember, I kept telling you in Sif Dalet, Ramah will clearly say how he paskins between the re and Rashi, and I even told you what he paskins. But here you'll see that I wasn't lying. Excuse me. Lo amrinan chatira nasas devela umitzdarif kol hakdei relevatul laitzer umikol makom yesh lahachmir lesser osa chaticha bechol ze b'shari surin avol b'bas b'cholav afli she'ein ha'itzer davak umiktas chaticha tocha rotev amrinan chaticha nasas nevela. End of this part of the Ramah. Here is mechalik between bas b'cholav and shari surin. So what do we see here? How about Rashi scenario, which is Shemiktsasa Tocha Rotev, V'nafal Aleha Isser. Is this a problem? Is this not? So now, of course, we know the Machlokes, Shach and Taz, etc. What happens next, right? According to the Mordechai Shach version of Rashi, and then Lamir Betchila Ulavasof would be a problem. According to the Ran Taz version of Rashi, even if you didn't do anything, it would be a problem, right? We pass that Shach here, so Fi Hashach Vilomir Kisa Betchila. Ella Levasov, Lefi Hataz, Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'll film this in a second. And the Taz himself here says, in Tesvav, we're not going to repeat everything. No, the Taz himself says, I meant in Yudalid, that that really, you know, he likes Rashi better, but okay, he'll admit to the Rav HaMazacharan. How do we pass the amongst Rachel and Shach and Taz? We pass like Shach against Taz. So what would be the case in this case? So in this case, it would depend. What would it depend on? If it was Basar B'chalav, then there's only one side L'Hakel, which is the Re. The Re holds that there's no Chanan in this case, and Rashi holds there is. So what do we say? Only one Tzad L'Hakel, the Hainu, the Re, and therefore we say Chanan. And remember what we have on the board at great length, it's very complicated. If the Hatikah is only 59 times the Tipa, the Is the Tipa, and the whole Kedera is 59 times the Hatikah, then the whole Kedera is Asur, even though it's 3,500 and whatever times the Tipa. But what about in Shari Surin, says the Ramah? And I told you a few times, the Ramah basically passes like the Re, but he also goes Machmer like Rashi. Why do I say basically like the Re and Machmer like Rashi? He basically holds like the Re, meaning in the Re's case, he always considered this Hanan, and it doesn't depend on this, that, the other thing. But in Rashi's case, he's really Masubah whether it's Chanan or not. And what happens here? Here you have two Tzvadim L'Hakil. What are the two Tzvadim L'Hakil? The Re and Rabbeinu Ephraim. According to the Re, there's no Chanan since it was partially in the Rotev. The Isser immediately spreads its taste through the whole stew and becomes bottled right away. And according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's mutter, so there's no Chanan b'shari surin. So there are two svaras to say there's no Chanan. If there are two tzadim l'hakel to say there's no Chanan, what are we doing? There are two tzadim l'hakel. So we'll see later on. Ramavadi has a general shita. Whenever there are two machlokos involved, meaning you can be makel based on this shita or based on that shita. So it's a sveik sveika, and he's makel. That is not the mainstream halachic tradition. The mainstream halachic tradition is whenever you toot some halachically, maybe the Re's right and it's not Chanan, maybe Rashi's right. Even if Rashi's right, maybe Rabbeinu Ephraim's right, there's no Chanan B'shari Surin. Then the post can use their judgment to see whether these two particular Tzadim L'Hakel are strong enough to be makel or not. And it all depends, you know, how big the sides of each machlokas are, etc. So here there are mud judge that put Rabbeinu Ephraim together with the Re, that's enough of Tzadim L'Hakel, 1 second on. And therefore, what we say, there's no Chanan, and the Kedera is, here there's Chanan, the Kedera is Asura, obviously, if the numbers work out. And here, there's no Chanan, the Kedera is Muteris, if the numbers work out, meaning according to the normal numbers. No, before we have one more point.
Where is this the Ramah where he said there are two
I mean, that's obviously what he means, right? When he says that, that we don't say Chanan if it's partially in the Rotev, Bishari Surin, but in Pasuk B'chalav we do, what does he mean? We don't say Chanan if it's partially in the Rotev because we rely on the Re against Rashi, but only Bishari Surin, but we also have Rabbeinu Ephraim. So he doesn't have to say it in those words. That's obviously what he means. I'm sure one of the Nosei Kelim says this very explicitly. They don't say it in quite this many words because maybe it's like too obvious. But this is, I think, clearly what he means. He adds one thing. He says, hold on a second. What about, well, let's just imagine the scenario, right? Imagine the scenario. The Isser is 1, the Chaticha is 50, the Kedera is 2,500. You know, sort of classic numbers where they're, the Chaticha is not 60 times the Isser, the Kedera is not 60 times the Chaticha, but the Kedera is much more than 60 times the Tipa. So Chanan would be all Usser, no Chanan would be Mutter. So here's a case where you differentiate. However, what does he add one line? Mikol Malkum Yish Lahachar Lesser Osa Chaticha, but that Chaticha you should Asser. Why that Chaticha should you Asser? So according to the according to what we just said, it makes perfect sense. But how about Le'enyan Chaticha Zo? Le'enyan HaChaticha Atzma. Right? Is the Chaticha Atzma mutter? Do we say, no, the Isser just immediately spread its taste to everything, so the Chaticha Atzma is mutter or not? How do we start in Lohagil if you have to matter the Chaticha Atzma in this case? If you think about it, there's only one Tav Lohagil, which is the Ri. According to the Ri, this Chaticha is mutter. Why? Because the Ri says if it's half in the Rotev, the taste spreads immediately through the whole Kedera and doesn't stay in that Chaticha. So according to the Ri, even that Chaticha is mutter. But Rabbi Ephraim is not a tzatim after the Chaticha, or Rabbi Ephraim says the Chaticha is not Chana. He doesn't say the Chaticha is mutter. Rabbi Ephraim doesn't say this Chaticha is mutter to eat. He just says it's not Chana. Rabbi Ephraim never says the Chaticha is mutter to eat. He just says, you don't consider all Asr, you just say it has Isr inside it. But Rabbi Ephraim admits the Chaticha has Isr inside it. Basically, we have two machlokas. One is a physical machlokas, Ri and Rabin and Rashi. If it lands on a piece that's partially in, let's see, what do I mean by this? And therefore, we say the Chaticha is Asur. That's Pshat Rama. What do I mean by this? It's very logical, but let me just put it on the board. Here we have, right, the piece that's half in, half out. And not milk, but Isser lands on it. We have two machlokos. Issue one is, where does Tam Isser go initially? Where does the Tam Isser initially go? Says Rashi, stays in the Chaticha. Says the Ri, it dissipates throughout the whole Kedera. Right? So Rashi says, it stays in that Chaticha and Asur is the Chaticha. The Ri says, no, it spreads through the whole Kedera and that Chaticha is totally mutter. Then, we have a second issue. If the Tam Isser stays in Chaticha, what is the status of the Chaticha, granted that we're dealing here with Shari Surin? And here you have Rabbi Tam says the Chaticha becomes Hanan, and Rabbi Ephraim says the Chaticha is usher to eat, because it has Tam Isser inside it, but not Hanan, because there's no Hanan in the Shari Surin. So what do we see? If you want to mount to the Gedera, you have two Tzadon Lohagil. A, according to the Ri, the Tam Isser immediately dissipated through the whole Gedera, was born from 2,500, and nothing was ever usher. But according to Rashi, the Tam Isser stayed in this Chaticha at first and made this Chaticha usher. Yeah. But according to Rina Frey, the Chaticha is like usher to eat because what's inside it. But it's not Hanan, so it's not going to usher the whole Kedera. Only according to Rina Tam is Hanan, so you two stubble the Hakel. But if you want to know if I can eat this Chaticha, Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam are irrelevant. They both admit there's Isser in this Chaticha. They're not arguing in Mitzios like Rashi and Ri. They're arguing in Chalos. There's Isser in this Chaticha. But is it Hanan, or is it just have Isser inside? But either way, you can't eat it, right? The only difference, can you not eat it because it's all usher, or can you not eat it because there's usher inside it? Either way, you can't eat it, and that's what he says. When it comes to eating the Chaticha, there's only one side, Lohakel, you have no right to me, Mikel. That's shot in the Ramah.
So, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, he says that there's no Hanan if it was outside the room of
ministry. If the Chaticha, yeah, he says no Hanan, Mishar Surin.
Even if you have a trick, he's in the Basel, Midji, that falls into a different pot.
Yeah, exactly. Even if I mamish, I cook I take two pieces and I cook them together, kosher meat and pork, and I take that piece of kosher meat wherever I do with it, it's not Hanan. There's just no such thing as Hanan Mishari Surin for Rabbeinu Ephraim. There's no such concept. Okay. That is the first part of the Ramah. Okay, it's a little complicated, but it's actually just very logical. If you just work out the logic, he's saying things that make sense. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Eger goes into, I don't want to make it more complicated, like, what if you really had a case? The case I said before was a really good case. Could you say Rabbi Ephraim and Rashi count as two Tzadon Lohakel in some weird case you can invent? They said no. He says Mukhruk from various Ramahs that no, Rabbi Ephraim and Rashi are not too good enough Tzadon Lohakel because Rashi is not the main Shita. The Ri is the main Shita. Therefore, the Ri is the main Shita and Rabbi Ephraim is a decent Shita. Therefore, the two of them together are enough grounds to be makom. But Rashi plus a reading frame would not be grounds to be makom. Okay. The let's look at let's continue the Ramah then. Continuing the Ramah, he says Yesh Omrim. This is a big Yesh Omrim. The Lord mina chaticha atzman chatira nasa devela in this arv isor lach beheter lach. You don't say chatira nasa devela when you mix liquid with liquid. Yachakir zarva kol beheter achir, and then it all gets mixed someplace else. The answer from Rashi should negate the isor shenafal. You only 60 can negate the isor shenafal. What would be an example? Let's say I make a I make a soup, and I pour some treif gravy. It's a clear broth. Right, I pour 10 ounces of treif gravy into a 200-ounce big pot of broth. Okay, 1 to 20, it's all usher. But if I take some of that broth and I pour it someplace else, do I say, Hanan, all that broth is now treif? Or do I say, no, it's only 1/20th treif? Because only part of it's treif. So even though we say, Ashkenazim say Hanan v'shari surim, yesh omrim, that's only chaticha nasas to be a look at the lashon, chaticha, a piece, a solid piece. But on liquids, how can you say chaticha? You can always say it's not davka. But you could say, no, it's davka, chaticha. So if chaticha is davka, then by liquids, you don't say chanan. You can be somech on this, b'shari surin. B'makom hefzid gadol. Avalo b'basr b'chalo. Basr b'chalo, you can't be somech on it. But b'shari surin, you can be somech on it, b'makom hefzid gadol. Okay, what is the logic? Perhaps again, two stone will help. There are some Rishonim will name them at home who say, "Balach, balach, there's no problem." And Rabbi Ephraim says, "I sure assume there's no problem." So you can rely on that. Okay, it's all a judgment call. Pastoring the study tomorrow, when they say mutter, mutter, have segadol, not mutter at all. Who says lach, balach is mutter? Lots of Rishonim, such as the Mordechai and the Raven, for example, are among those prominent. Why do they say this? They say this because. I started out. There are many reasons. We haven't even gotten to the main one yet. I apologize. Many reasons why Rishonim say there's no Hanan B'Shari Surin like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Some of them are because there's all these Gemaras that seem to imply there's no Hanan B'Shari Surin. Like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel says, if Avodah Zarah wine falls into other wine or falls into other water, various scenarios, you only need 60 to connect the Yisr. You only need to vatel the Yisr. No one says that you need to vatel a whole mixture. No one says Hanan. Or in Trumos, it says, Einam dum dame alef yicheshvun, if Truma gets mixed with Chulin, you only need to vatel the original Truma, not the whole mixture. So we see there's no Hanan by Shari Surin. So, Tosos gives a bunch of, to each one, he tries to find some dachuk answer for it. Remember, the Ran said there's only Hanan if you cook things together because it's only zero to basr cholov, which is only derisa through cooking. But what are the Mordechai and the Raven say? No, all those cases are liquids. There's no Hanan in liquids, there's only Hanan in chatichas. There's no good sugi in shas other than the main Hanan sugi that explicitly or even implicitly. Even, there's no good sugi in shas. Or it's clear sugi in shas with the chaticha where you don't say chanan b'shari surin. So this is the way they answer up all the gemaras that seem to say you only need 60 kineged the original isser. The answer is there's no chanan by lach b'lach. There's only chanan by. It's the famous shita of the Mordechai and the Ravid. They're not the only ones, but they're the main ones. There's no chanan in lach b'lach. Only in a chaticha. But what is the svara? Why should there be no chanan in lach balach? Here we have many, many different svaras. Why is there no chanan in lach balach? Some want to tell me one of the svaras, why there's no chanan in lach balach? I think one of them is quoted by the Nosakim on the page, but two of them are quoted in the Rishi Yosef. Yoni?
And I think Yoni said it already. That's fine. The
lesson
of the rule is
the chaticha. Yeah, but that's not a svara. That's not a svara. You didn't tell me a svara. You told me a raya, right? There's going to be a raya and a svara, right? Oh, tell me a raya. It says chaticha, so it's only chaticha.
Yeah,
that's not a svara.
Yeah, so the svara is that you need to say that there was a body of Isser that is now going to kind of permeate another body of Isser. So you have no distinguishable bodies.
Why does it matter that you're a distinguishable body? Just says there's a mass of Isser.
But there wasn't a mass of Isser. There was a bit of Isser that fell into a much larger...
Okay, but why do you care if it's a body?
You said there are two main issues when it comes to Hanan. There's the Tam trait and the Tahain. So if you can mitigate the issue of Tam, and then if you have lack of lapse, so then there wouldn't really be Tahain because you can't really distinguish...
Yeah, but you're never the man of Isser, right? Keep in mind, we don't mean there's a piece of Isser. We mean there's a difference between whether my treif gravy fell into broth or my treif gravy fell onto a kosher steak. Either way, there's no ban of Isser. If my treif gravy fell into kosher steak, the kosher steak is Hanan. My treif gravy fell into kosher broth, it's not Hanan. But what difference does it make there's a ban? The ban is kosher.
I know that. Yeah,
I mean,
it's maybe what they're saying.
I mean,
Mordechai says it's about chashivot and about nikar.
The Mordechai says that chashivot and nikar, chashivos, meaning... If the treif broth fell, the treif gravy fell into a steak, that's, I mean, chashiv like ruler's kavod, like expensive. But that's like an identifiable unit. As opposed to it fell into a soup, it's not really an identifiable unit. What difference does that make? L'chora, the Mordechai only makes sense if it's Xavier Tarabana. I would think the Mordechai only makes sense if it's Xavier Tarabana. Meaning, as far as Xavier Tarabana, it's because it looks like it would be usher, and you don't want people to get confused. So only if you have a piece you can, like, put your finger on, that looks usher and would confuse people. If you just have a lot of liquids mixing with other liquids, with other liquids, with other liquids, you never have a piece you can put your finger on. So it doesn't look so bad. So it seems to me you could disagree. Whenever anyone uses chashivas, that sounds more like, chashivas like the Enid Neyadam. You know, like Midrabanan, there are gozer in this because the chash of things. That's what I think. What's the smara? There are three smaras. One smara is the Mordechai is quoted in Shachir or something. He says, chashivas. And I think Midrabanan makes sense. They were only gozer on, I don't mean chashivas expensive. Because chashivas, like, you could put your finger and say, this piece is the treif piece. As opposed to this soup is the treif soup. Yeah, but where is it? Now it mixed with other things. Like, you can't keep track of the soup. It just blends into things. The piece, like, here's the piece. It's the same piece. What, you're going to treat it as heter? You know, so it could be for that reason, chashivas, it looks bad. Maybe on a Midrabanan level, it makes sense. Rekiva Eger points out here that the Ravid, both Ravid and Mordechai quoted Mes Yosef, the Ravid, no one quotes the original Ravid. The Ravid is quoted in the Rashba and the Ran. We don't have all the original Ravids. I don't know if we have this original Ravid. The Ravid wrote a parish in all Shas, but we don't have most of it. What does the Ravid say? He says a little differently. The Ravid says, Rekiva Eger quotes him, that makes Nafkamina, and you should know those Nafkamina sometimes actually come up in factories with you. Says the Ravid. Before I put it on the board, let me say it like this. This is based on an assumption of Metzias, which is going to be a big machlokas. Right? But we'll grant him his assumption for now. Let me ask you this question. Let's say Isser mixes with Heter and it's 1/10, right? That's a big problem. Isser mixes the gravy falls into the broth and it's 1/10. When you then mix that broth with other liquids, then you succeed in totally diluting the Isser. Meaning, you can totally dilute the Isser when it's lach belach because the liquids are miscible. Right? So let's say you want to get it down to 1/1,000. 1 ounce of treif gravy fell into 9 ounces of broth. 1-9 ratio. Big problem. Say you want to get to be 1/1,000, just add another 990. It'll all mix in. Well, if a liquid's in a liquid, you can spread it out till it becomes very thin. However, if a liquid goes into a solid, if treif gravy falls onto a kosher steak, no matter what you do, now again, this is the Ravid's assumption. It's a machlokas we've shown in Taka. Ravid's assumption, no matter what you do, you can't guarantee that you're getting the gravy out of the steak. You can never guarantee the gravy's coming out of the steak. How do you get the gravy out of a steak? It got trapped in the steak. How do you get the gravy out of a steak? You squeeze the steak? It's not going to get all the gravy out. I mean all the gravy. It's not even going to dilute the gravy properly. Let's say you want to make this gravy 1/1,000th. What can you do? You can't squeeze it. How do you know how much gravy came out? You can cook it with other things. Cook it in a lot of water. Even when you cook things, who guarantees that the bleels come out? There's no guarantee that's the right of the assumption, which is a machlokas Torah and Rashba, and maybe later on. But let's assume you can never guarantee that you can get bleos out of a steak. Not only can't you get all the bleos out of a steak, you can't even guarantee that you can lower the amount of bleos in the steak. because there's a principle that's not in the Gemara, but some Rishonim from say ain hagola ba'uchlin. There's no hagola for foods like there is for pots. Pots you can do hagola. So therefore, what does the Rebbe say? The Rebbe says very poshut. When it's lach balach, it's not the iser is not stuck in the heter. Is not stuck in the heter in significant quantities forever. Because you can always dilute it more and more and get the iser to be 1/1000th, get it to be 1/1000000th. You can dilute this iser as much as you want. It's never like really stuck there forever. Since you can dilute as much as you want, you don't say, Chanan, what do you mean? This is very easily, not removable. You can never get it to be 0%. But you can get it to be as close to zero as you want, right? You can approach the limit of 0% by just diluting it more and more. But, and this is an assumption in Metzius, which not everyone agrees with, but will grant it as an assumption. If you have a bulia in a chaticha, it is stuck forever. Not a kol shehu is stuck in there forever. No. A significant quantity of treif gravy is stuck in the steak forever. As a matter of fact, maybe more than a 1/60th is stuck forever. Because you can't know you can ever get the ratio down to below 1/60th. It's stuck forever because there's no surefire way. I know some, you'll tell me, but once I did it, there's no surefire way to even partially remove plios from the chaticha. Ein hagalo ba'ochlin. No matter how much you boil it and do this to it and do that to it, unless you have a magic wand, which we don't, you can't get the plios out of the ochlin. You can't even get the ratio down. Now you'll say, but don't we always think plios will come out of something and you cook it? They might, but they might not. There's no surefire way. The plios might come out of the steak, but they might not. And therefore, that when the plios go into the steak, they're stuck forever. Not just stuck forever in large proportions. Therefore, that's Hanan. When the bleos go into the broth, any second is biyado to dilute it as much as you want. So that's not Hanan.
According to the Rebbe, he's saying that the Esha the Sokta, whether we say Aser Mutter is out, whether it's physically possible or likely that bleos will come out?
Yes, correct. I mean, he interprets Esha the Sokta as the most Achronim Sim Kufav. Esha the Sokta means Esha the Sokta, Aser really means Esha the Sokta. Correct. Saying is that because originally it's dilutable at will, we never view it as Hanan.
Right, but it's almost like assuming that the mechanics of Hanan wouldn't apply, and therefore you don't say
Hanan. No, we're starting with Metzius before we get to Din. When liquid mixes with liquid, Metzius, it's dilutable however the spirit moves you.
Right.
When liquid falls into solid, Metzius, it's stuck there in large proportions forever. Therefore, in the solid, we say Hanan because this piece has now forever been infected. And therefore, it gets halos hanan. By the liquid and liquid, since it hadn't forever been infected with metzius, therefore we don't say hanan. It's not circular reasoning.
I know it's not circular, but it's like he's completely disconnecting the theme from analogy.
No, he's saying that din has a basis in a metzius, which is not about itself. It's not that we look at metzius as a hanan inside of its hanan. We look at metzius, is this a sort of permanent welding or not? If it's a permanent welding, we say Hanan. If it's not a permanent welding, we don't say Hanan. If we had said Hanan, it would have been permanent. Yeah, but we don't know if it's permanent welding first. And then we don't say Hanan. Go on. Ablia is the taste of the treif that got absorbed into the steak. For example, if you pour treif gravy on a steak, it can actually be absorbed in. Right?
How does it
depend? Let's assume it's the same.
When we say Ablia, when we say Hanan, we mean the same
thing. Yeah, let's assume that.
Okay. Does that mean why it doesn't apply to the bus of the call? Because you go to squeeze the meat and see that you don't.
No, you can't. because it's not always squeezable out. No, the reason it's, the reason this kula doesn't apply to basa b'chalav is for two reasons. A, as the Shach points out in your Dalet, because before Shabbat Gemara, that milk can become chanan, and milk is a lach. Which Yesh Ladin in a moment. And B, because maybe we're only somech on it, like the Tzerif Reino Frayim. Well, give me a second. Okay, let me say a third shot. The Maharshal here, quoting the Taz, says a third shot. But it's not a shot, it's an okenta. The Maharshal said, no. The Kula is only if the liquid mixed cold, not hot. The Kula is based on the fact that there's no Bishul. And he points out, all of these sugyas, or at least most of these sugyas, like the wine and the water and the water and the wine, the end of Odazara, that's just cold things. The truma, the dimu of truma, is just a mixture of cold things. You know, you poured some truma wine, it's a non-truma wine, assuming it was a liquid. No, it was cooking things. So he says, he argues, he says the kula is only if the liquid's mixed cold, but not if they mixed hot. Now that's a machlokas in when we're mekel makom hefsed ruba. He says you're only mekel. First of all, he says even if it's not hefsed ruba, he says you're only mekel. If he also already says even that hefsed ruba, you're mekel. If it wasn't cooked together, halach lemaisa, we don't paskin like the marshal. We paskin what we mean. Sorry, that the kula is whether hot or cold. Whether these liquids mix hot or cold, we're making makom hefsed ruba. That's how we pass against the marshal. What's the svara of the marshal? He doesn't say what his svara is, but I can think of two svaras of the marshal. What's the svara? Maybe the svara of the marshal is like the Ran, that it's a zero to basa b'chalav, and basa b'chalav is only derisa with bishul, so it only goes with bishul. Right? Remember we had the Ran, right? Shari Surin is only zero to basa b'chalav, or this svara is. Or maybe, without heat, it's not really combined together. Here, I'm going to get, don't ask me questions, but this is don't ask me questions about this, but Rav Moshe Feinstein has a discussion of this. When you mix two liquids, is that the taste of one goes into the other, or just the liquids mixed? Meaning, it could be things, when you mix two cold liquids, I know they mix together, but they don't share their molecules the same as when you cook them. When you cook them, when you mix two liquids, there's a physical change. There's a physical change. When you cook two liquids, there could be a chemical change. Is that true? Scientist here? Yoni, you're not a scientist?
Sorry, what?
Are you a scientist?
I know.
Okay, when you mix two liquids cold, there's only a physical change, generally. When you cook two liquids together... And what?
You can look at YouTube videos of people mixing cold liquids that make all sorts of
food. No, but I mean normal food liquids.
No,
but I mean normal food liquids. I don't mean fancy chemicals. When you mix normal food liquids, it might be only physical change. When you cook them together, it might be more likely to be a chemical change. Right? Okay.
I'm not a scientist, but
it sounds right.
I feel good about
it. Yeah, you feel good. It resonates, right? It resonates, right? In our day and age of fake news, this is better than the average information being fed to the public. Okay. Anyway, Kitzer, and we're not sure what Marshall's smart is. Is it like the Ron, or is it saying, no, there's two different levels of mixing. There's like cold mixing, but hot mixing is deeper than cold mixing. Like cold mixing, the molecules go next to each other. Hot mixing, the molecules mamish combine. So it could be that it's only Hanan if they mamish combine on a deeper level. Anyway, that's the Marshall. According to Marshall, the kula is only for cold things. We don't pass like Marshall. We pass more makel, makom hefsed meruba, even for hot things. Agav, the Shach quotes the Abiravri in Yudale. Abiravri says, we're makel, makom hefsed meruba because we're mitzareth to another sad lahakel rin or frayim. But in bas b'chalav, we can't be makel because we don't have rin or frayim. Shach says, winning bas b'chalav can't be makel because it's mafurish gemara that milk can be hanan. According to the Abiravri, held up my last sorrow. He held that, no, the kula is only for cold things that don't mix on a deep level, and the Gemara is about cooked milk with meat. There's no Gemara. That's it. Meaning, if you want to say, theoretically, we could have been making basa b'chalav, but we don't, because we don't have a reno frayim on our side. You have to hold like that last svara, that it's talking about cold things. Theoretically, you could have been making basa b'chalav, because the Gemara that says milk is chanan is only hot things. But we don't, because we only make it with Seraph Bear Fry. Okay. Yes. No, he's also makily says that we can rely on this even without Hefsid Ruba. But it's mostly a chumr. He says the sad lahakel by liquids is only if they weren't cooked. That's a big chumr. Halach lemaisa, because halach lemaisa, this could come up. For example, in industrial kashrus, again, this could really come up. What happens? They accidentally bought a treif ingredient and put it in their food, but it wasn't a treif ingredient. They didn't buy a piece of lard. They bought a non-hechshered flavoring or a non-hechshered sauce that was 10% treif. Okay, if you say Hanan, it's all treif, and now it's more than a 60th, and everything's treif. If you don't say Hanan, then yeah, the treif is now batel b'shishim. Because it's only 10th of that, and there's only 30th of this, only 300th, no problem. So, even if that sauce is originally cooked, makom hefsid meruba, we say, makom hefsid meruba, we are makel, because it's lach balach, because it's the sauce. The OU policy, I have a nice article here from the OU, about this sugya of Hanan balach balach, and different applications, and they point out that there's a prima godin who says, whenever we're making on something in Hefsid Meruba, if it's only a suffix isser in the first place, we're making it without Hefsid Meruba. So if the treif, it's only a suffix treif ingredient in the first place, and it would only be a problem if there's Hanan by Lach Balach Bishari Surin, then we're making even if there's no Hefsid Meruba. Another example of this would be, how about Chol of Stam? Right? Or even forget about Chol of Stam, Chol of Akum. There's a machlokas of the Chol of Akum is Batel Barov or Batel B'shishen, and Chol of Akum is Drabbanan, and there are some posts where we're making Drabbanans. The OU policy is, if you have Chol of Akum, even Chol of Akum Mamish, Chol of Akum, 10% of the sauce. And the sauce is 10% of the final product, we're making to not say Hanan by Chol of Akum, because Chol of Akum is many stuff in the Hakel, because it's only Drabbanan, and to some posts can say that it's Batel Barov, even though we don't pasuk that way. Since it's other stuff in the Hakel, even without have some Ruba, we're making. So, if you have, this really could come up in other cases of, and, you know, some could say Chol of Akum water nowadays, etc. Agav, what's the nafgamina between the Mordechai and the Ravid? Rabbi Q. Eger points out, the nafgamina between the Mordechai and the Ravid is, this is Rabbi Q. Eger, I have letters in my Rabbi Q. Eger, not everyone does. Yadav. It's the 11th Rabbi Q. Eger in the it's the 11th Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Simon. He says a nafgamina might be what if like it was originally chaticha and then it melted, like not chaticha steak, chaticha margarine, then it melted. This also comes up sometimes. You know, you discuss this. You know, if you said chashivas, then maybe since initially as chashivas, Hanan was chal, there's nothing you do about it now. If you say whether it could all be totally mixed, then maybe now there could be mixed, it wouldn't be Hanan. Anyway, these things come up. Lemaisa, the OU doesn't have a clear psak, but they quoted from Rybilski that if it was margarine and then it melted, you can be makel. To say, well, now that it melted, it's totally dilutable, and we don't say Hanan. Okay, this isn't going to come up in our kitchens. Let us go on a little. So, halach l'maisa, we paskin, either Mordechai and the Ravid, the difference between the Mersal, not like the Marshal way, that Makam Hefsin Rubu or Mekel in Shari Surin in Lach Balach. It's called Hanan, Chanan, Lach, Lach, Bilach, Bez, apostrophe, Lach. So, maybe, sorry, by Eli Gersten. G-E-R-L-E-E-L-I, Gersten, G-E-R-S-T-E-N, who is an official recorder of OU Psakin policy.
Wait, I told you that point that you said that not quoting the RV robbery.
I didn't explain. The Api robbery says, like, theoretically, it could have been naked by Lach even in Basar B'chalav. This is in Test Vav. He says, but in Basar B'chalav, we have to be Machner. That means theoretically, it could have been Makel. Says the Shach, even theoretically, how could you have been Makel? It's a Mefurish Gemara that says that milk could be Hanan. So, what do you mean you have to be? Once you have me to be Makel, the answer is he obviously held like the Marshal. That he only meant to be making cold. There's no first gemara about cold. The first gemara is about hot. So therefore he says the first gemara hot lach is chanan. There's no first gemara about cold. So theoretically we could have been making by batsu b'chalav, but we're machner. That's my answer to the shach's kash on the apri rafri. Assume all the achronim the same answer. It's the only possible logical answer.
One more question. Let's say it's something that like.
No, it doesn't really matter if both things are locked. Like, let's say a piece, let's say a piece of ham fell into my vegetable soup, and it was a 1-10 ratio, right? Now, do we consider my vegetable soup chanan or not? That's called lach balach. Why? Because the gravy from the ham cooked into my vegetable soup. So that's bechlal this heter, but I have some ruba, and I take out the ham. Yeah, I take out the ham. So that's bechlal this heter. It doesn't matter if gravy filled my broth or ham cooked in my broth and the gravy came out invisibly into my broth. That's all called lach balach. The ikar is just a bit lach. Anything in a lach is going to be lach because it's either liquid or gravy that came out of something.
Am I misunderstanding that there are few, for example, maybe an integration of ice, of Thomas, processes that we can't observe,
yeah, we still worry about it because that's not like a process that you don't notice, etc. That is just how cooking works. You never see cooking happen, but it happens. I mean, you never see a raw chicken becoming, I mean, I guess you could watch, you don't cook, you don't see the process. Yeah. Right? So when I cook a soup, I don't see the process of how the taste of the vegetables and the chicken goes into the water, but I see the water became soup. That's good enough. Okay. Vayter in the Ramah. Says the Ramah. V'im nis'arev yavish b'yavish, lo amrinu b'shom isser chaticha nasas nebeila. If yavish mixes with yavish, we never say chanan. V'ayin l'kamen sem tzadi tes v'din chanan. Okay. What does he mean if yavish mixes with yavish? He doesn't mean if you cook pieces with pieces, then you have tam going into chaticha. He means yavesh mixes with yavesh without cooking, meaning there's no combining. There's only jumbling, right? Like an example would be, what if I have one treif orange gets mixed with 100 kosher oranges, right? Now they're in Israel, right? We have lots more good examples of what could be treif and kosher than in the old country, right? One treif orange gets mixed with 100 kosher oranges. Then he says, "Lekuli alma, we don't say chanan." No one says chanan in that case. Okay, it seems to be true. You know, it's always hard to say no one because maybe there's some argument from silence or diok from some rishon. But like all the rishon I've seen, admit we don't say chanan here. Why do we say chanan here? The logic is pretty good because there's no piece affected any other piece. It's just that we don't lose track of which piece is which. If I kosher orange, I don't mean we squeeze them into juice or we cook them together. No, no, they're just oranges sitting on a table. I lost track of which the treif orange, which the kosher orange. So how could it be chanan? Like the tam of one didn't go into the other. Each one only has their own tam. Each one is still pristine, intact. No transfer of tam has taken place. And when he's saying without a transfer of tam, you for sure don't say chanan. And that's muskum among all the poskim. Without a transfer of tam, you don't say chanan. Even if it wouldn't be butzah baruch, like for example, let's say it was three kosher and three treif, for example. Yeah. So it wouldn't be butzah baruch. Or let's say they were very expensive, important things that wouldn't be butzah baruch, right? Okay. It was, you have to figure out what's expensive and important, but in the old days, rimone baden, Aden pomegranates, which are very, very chashev.
Or pineapple is on, right?
What? Yeah, we'll get to some kofiot exactly. I have no idea how expensive pineapples are. But
okay, it is over there. It's like a billion shekel.
Everything's a billion shekel for it's over there.
So I thought it was a pineapple market.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Anyway, Lomashan. No, it's good quality.
It's amazing.
But everything's $1 million in that food store. Okay.
Then you can use all of them. Right?
No, even if they
mix them together, make oranges with all of them, then your time is mixing.
That's a machlokas Rosh, and Rosh in that's Machlokas Rash and Rush in Siman Kuf Tes, and we'll get to it.
All right.
Okay, but if you have a Darus Yavish B'Yavish, even if there's no Betel, like a great example would be if it's Truma. Yavish B'Yavish and Truma of Min Vino. I mean, Yavish B'Yavish is generally Min Vino, two separate species. How can you lose track of what's what? Like you have apples and oranges, and they're all at the table, then you know which is which. So generally, it's only Min Vino, is only Buffalo 1 to 100, right? Or whatever example, maybe it's a 1 to 1 ratio, so it's not Buffalo. Or maybe it's a never hush, so it's not Buffalo. In any case, if things don't spread time from one piece to the other, we don't say Hanan, which makes a lot of sense. We lost track of which is which, but it's hard to say that one changed the nature of the other if there was no transfer of time. And that's Muskim by all the Poskim. Seems to be Muskim and all the Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim say it. Other Rishonim don't explicitly deny it, and it's a good logic. So that's what we hold. That, by the way, also comes up sometimes in industrial kashrus. Sometimes you have, because sometimes you have ingredients, not you buy a sauce and put in your final product. You buy a powder mix and put in your product, right? That's a common thing, right? Like you bought, like even in the household kashrus, right? What is this? Oh, it's this much chicken soup mix, this much this, you know, which are powders. Sometimes you're, what if the powder is 10% treif, right? But each speck in that powder didn't really affect every other speck in the powder. So the OU policy is that, well, powders are tricky. As a matter of fact, we'll see later on in my clips we've shown him whether powders are considered to be more like lach balach, like they mamish to mix the tom together, or yomish v'yomish, because each speck is separate. Says the OU, when it comes to powders made of different ingredients, usually if you have a good centrifuge, you can re-separate it. They know people who have. So they say when it comes to powders, they're making lots to say Hanan, because since you could take a centrifuge and re-separate it, then really it was never mixed in the first place. Really, it's even less mixed than my orange example, because you can't separate the oranges. No way to tell which is which. Right? Over here, you can actually put in a centrifuge and separate it. So it's never really mixed. And therefore, they don't say Hanan. That's a good sort of parallel to this case. Or another example would be, sometimes, what if you have the example they have here, you know, a salad dressing has bacon bits in it. And then you accidentally put that salad dressing into your final product. Salad dressing wasn't cooked, they just threw in bacon bits. Okay, it was never Hanan. You could have strained out the bacon bits. It's not technically yavish b'yavish, but you could have strained out the bacon bits, so they were makel in that case. Okay, you might have to deal with a few other halachic issues to figure that out, but these are just some of the examples in this article from the OU. If anyone wants to look it up, they can Google like Yoni did. Okay, Viter. And the Ramah says, Kli ha-nesar mi-blias iser lo-amrina be-chanan v'lo-be-ina shishim rak neged iser shabala v'ayin l'kham l'sim tzadiches. A Kli that becomes usher to blias iser, we don't say Hanan. And you only need shishim to neged the iser that it absorbed, not the whole Kli. But look in Siman Tzadiches, it will be more complicated, even in the next sif. That will be more complicated, so we will leave that for the next sif and for Siman Tzadiches. Two issues that are discussed in the postgame here. One is the Shach Sukkot to Zion discusses whether we say Hanan by Malicha. All of this Hanan was talking about cold mixtures or cooked mixtures, etc. What about Malicha? What if I salted treif with kosher? And then I mix that all into some other stew. Do I only need shishim to get the treif? Or is it all Hanan and I need shishim to get the whole piece, etc.? So the Shah here thinks that at least we could be makel on Hanan by Malicha. Why? And here he quotes the Toras Chatos of the Ramah. He says, well, there's two tzavim l'hakel. A, according to Rabbi Ephraim, there's no Hanan in Shari Surin at all. And B, there are some shitas that say that Malicha never penetrates more than the Kedei Klipa, in which case, like, the treif never penetrated the kosher anyway to make a treif. So some shitas say Malicha only goes to Kedei Klipa, and the treif never became treif. The kosher piece never became treif. And then others, Rabbi Ephraim says, even if it became treif, it's not Hanan. He thinks you can make him like Matzah Ruba, the dog that Ravavi here argues on him, points out that even though he's quoting the Taurus Chatzos written by the Rama in the Shulchan Aruch, and Kofesiv Tes, does not sound that way. He quotes the Peirush on the Taurus Chatzos, told Minchas Yaakov, the Rama changed his mind and was a little more macher in Siman Kofesiv Tes. It does sound like in Siman Kofesiv Tes, the Rama is a little more machmir. So what's the case? The case is, by the way, this is a very common case in Kofesiv. It came up all the time in the old days. You salted the meat, accidentally you forgot to remove the chilev from one piece of meat. So one piece of meat was salted with chilev. If one piece of meat was salted with chilev, now you say, well, that piece of meat became chanan. If then you put in a stew with all the other meats, now it's going to answer the whole stew, you'd need 60 times the meat, not the chilev. And the Rama does seem to be not very soon. Okay, more so than the Shach quotes here. Okay, doesn't go so much nowadays, but Lamaisa, we would have to be machmer like the Rama in Siman Kofei. The other issue is this giant Taz and Nekudas HaKesef. Where did this giant Taz and Nekudas HaKesef come from? Isaac, can you...
That was
Tes Zion. Okay. It's really hard because like the place you want to stand, there's something there. It's got to be a good musser muscle for something.
I'm all there, got it.
No, it's gonna be good.
How about that? Oh, through that,
maybe? Oh. So at least makes it interesting.
I've used these, by the way, a few times.
What?
For the first two here. The
words.
Yeah, not yeah. As clear, but
I think it's
clear enough.
Nothing like the yield. What?
More.
Okay, I hope everyone on Zoom is enjoying.
He really spot.
I could. We could just take a screenshot from the Zoom.
The quality is not as good.
Yeah, I got it except for the bottom is like half.
Oh.
Wait.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
I'm missing these pictures.
I wonder if you did it with your front camera, if it would come out well enough. Because that's much easier. Right? Hey, how do you do this? You press this button. You know there's a button that switches from front camera to back camera?
Yeah.
I bet you never knew that.
Wait, you know any better?
I think that...
I'm just feeling like an iPhone guy to come and, like, just... I'll try that, too.
You're supposed to be the young old rabbi. You know where phones have, like, a wide lens?
Wait, do I take my face in there? No.
All right, I got that. Let's see how it
goes. Okay, boomer.
Okay. Oh, what is a real camera? I remember once upon a time when success as a rabbi depended on how much Torah you knew. Not your headshot. That was a long time
ago. That's how good you are on Twitter.
I ain't shot. Okay. Anyway, we're both set. Let's go.
I think most of the rabbis in the professional
Let's start with the Gemara in Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Remember we said there are two Gemaras of Hanan? One in Daf Kuf Ches, which is about Bas Baruch Olam, and one in Daf Kuf, which is about Shari Suri, which made us partial to Rabbeinu Tamshi, because Hanan is Shari Suri, because it's fully one out of two, 50% of the Tunyas, Hanan. But where did Rabbeinu Chaim come from? He came from this question on the Sukkah. What does the Gemara say? It says a chaticha of nevela or dug tummy that was cooked with a chaticha of kosher. If there was this sinas ta'am from the treif to the kosher is now chanan, and that kosher can now treif up all the other pieces that it would be cooked with because min b'mina lo bata. So what are we saying here? We're saying here is if the dug tummy or the Neveva gave a Nesinas Tam, let's call it the Chaticha X, Nesinas Tam, the Chaticha X, then Chaticha X can be cooked with 1,000 Chatichos and can make them all Aser because this is the sheet of Rabbi Huda. That min b'mino eino batel. So if, then. Okay. That's the lashon of the Gemara. all the Rishonim ask the following question. At least all the Rishonim that, you know, that are brought down in the Beis Yosef in the mainstream halachic poskim, ask the following question. Why do we say there is a Nesinas Tam? Nesinas Tam is more than a 60th. Even if it was just a Blias Mashahu from the Nevela to the Dug, let's forget the Dug Tommy. Let's just have a Nevela. Right? Be a Dug Tommy and then everything's fish, or Nevela and then everything's meat. Let's stick with Nevela and everything's meat. Right? If the Nevela, even if a Mashahu tasted the Nevela went to the other piece, even if the Nevela was 1 and Chaticha X was 70, it should still be a problem, because Min Ramina Lo Batel, so Chaticha X would become Chanan, Manasseh, or everything. Right, so that's the question that we've shown. The question we've shown him is, even if Nevela only gave, well, what's the deal? The deal, what's the deal? The deal is, if Nevela only gave Blias Mashahu, meaning less than 1/60th to Chaticha X, then Chaticha X is not Chanan and wouldn't oser all the Chatichos that it was cooked with subsequently. Right, that's the deal. It says Kiman Shinasan Tam, right? What's the lashon of the Gemara? I'll read it to you. Daf Kof. Says Kiman Shinasan Tam Bachaticha, Chaticha Atzmanas is the Vela, or Seris Kola Chatichos Kulam with Neshein Mina. That's what I put on the board. Why didn't you say this Tam? Ask Tosos. After all, we're talking about mandar minumina kolshil. Right? But why? Question is, but Chaticha X is still usher because min bimino ainu batel. So shouldn't it become Hanan? That's the question. This is the question of Tosos. And most Rishonim. And there are two answers to this question. Rabino Ephraim, Mikach, this question is hard for me to believe just Mikach this question. But Mikach, many sugs and shas where we don't seem to say Hanan Bishari. So two answers are Rabino Ephraim. Ein Chanan, the Shari Surin. Since there's Shari Surin, there is no Chanan. The Gemara never meant the piece was Chanan. The Gemara meant the piece became Treif. But there is no Chanan b'Shari Surin. Since there's no Chanan b'Shari Surin, therefore, if the first piece got an Esinas Ta'an, that's a problem. If the first piece didn't get an Esinas Ta'an, it's not a problem. Question tells us, why did it say there was an Esinas Tam? Esinas Tam means more than a 60th, right? You can, it's Min Bimino. We can't really do a taste test, right? More than a 60th. Even if it's less than a 60th, since this sugi is a Liba de Mandar Min Bimino Lobato, it should become Hanan even in less than a 60th. It says, when you're fine, no, the whole sugi is Labadavka. There's no Hanan Bishari Surin. The Lashon of the sugi is just a borrowed Lashon from Nafka Ches. It's not really about Hanan. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Ein Chanan, there is Chanan b'Shari Surin. Ein Chanan, dechaticha, shenesar al yedei mashahu, elo rak, bedover, shenesar al yedei tam. Meaning, Tosa's concerned. Where is this diuk? That there's only Hanan, this Chatichah is only Hanan if it got a Tam from the Nevela. But if it didn't get attacked from the Vela, it got a Blias Mashu from the Vela, it's not Hanan. Why not? So you know, Frank, because there's no such thing as Hanan Bishari Sur. The word Hanan here is Lav Dafka. It just means a serious amount of Isser. So if it got a Tam, that's a serious amount of Isser. If it got less than a Tam, it's not a serious amount of Isser. Says Rabbeinu Tam, there is such thing as Hanan Bishari Sur. But there's only Hanan when something got a taste of treif, or a taste of milk, or a taste of meat. When something got not a taste of treif, but only a blias mashu of treif, even when it's asr, there's no chanan. So even when something is asr through an isr mashu, it's not chanan. It's only chanan if it got a taste of treif. Right, an example of this would be chametz at Pesach is asr for mashu. Let's say you have some food that had 1/1000 chametz in on Pesach. It's not chanan because it didn't have a taste. It only had a mashu. Okay, this is the discourse of Tosfos. What the Shach and Taz discuss here is that this whole discourse of Tosfos, there's an elephant in the room there. There's a basic assumption in this discourse of Tosfos that Tosfos did not explicate. What do we mean by this? What just happened? Right? Let's see what just happened. Let's do this Diuk scenario. The Diuk scenario. If the Nevela just gave a Blias Mashu, right, less than a 60th, into Chaticha X, then Chaticha X is not Hanan. Why not? For Rabbeinu Frank, there's no Hanan Bishari Surin. And for Rabbeinu Tam, there's no Hanan unless you got a Tam of Treif. There's no Hanan based on less than a 60th. To have Hanan, you need a Tam of Treif. Okay. Now, what happens? Chaticha X is now cooked with 1,000 chatichos, and it doesn't make them usher because it's not Hanan. Right? That's the Diuk scenario. And why is it not Hanan? Rabbeinu Frank has his reason, Rabbeinu Tam has his reason. The Shach and Taz does this, hold on a second, who cares about Hanan here? Meaning no one's shot really makes sense here. Even if there's no Hanan, it should still be a problem. Why? Because min v'mino ain't a bato. There's a tiny bit of the veil in Chaticha X. When you cook Chaticha X with other Chatichos, now there's a tiny bit of the tiny bit of the veil in the other Chatichos. So even without Hanan, why aren't they all usher? Right? That's the question of the Achronim. Right? Let's call it the Shach and Taz. On our circle. The question of Shach and Taz is, even without Hanan, a tiny, tiny bit of Tam Nevela goes out of Chaticha X and into all the 1,000 Chatichos. Now it's really tiny, because let's say Chaticha X was 100 times the Nevela in the first place, so it only has 1/100th little Bliya. And now it's cooked another 1,000 Chatichos, now they only have 1/100,000th Bliya. Doesn't matter. Min v'mino ain bato, even 1/100,000th is the problem. And into all. So, they should all be usser, because min v'mino ain bato. I don't mean we paskin min v'mino ain bato. I mean, this sugya holds min v'mino in a bottle. That's what the Shach and Taz struggle with. They say, Tosfos worked so hard to explain two different shitas why this Chaticha X is not Hanan in this case. Who cares if it's Hanan? It still has a tiny bit of Nevela in it. That tiny bit of Tam Nevela will go into the other Chatichos, be a tiny, tiny, tiny bit, a microscopically tiny bit, but it's just still like the Masr. Because imagine, if you started out with 1 ounce of Nevela and 100,000 ounces of Kusher, there will be Asr, maybe in a bottle. So, what's the difference? So you started with one, it got diluted 1 to 100 in the Chaticha X, got diluted 1 to 1,000. There's still a little bit of gravy from this Nevela went into Chaticha X, goes out of Chaticha X into all the Chatichos. So why aren't they all usher? Forget about Hanan. Nothing to do with Hanan anymore. This really ridiculously long Taz and Nekudas HaKesef are not about Hanan. They're about, forget the Hanan part. Who needs Hanan? Why isn't usher min v'mino in a bottle? And here we have Machlokas, it's very long. We're not going to go through all the rides back and forth, but a fundamental machlokas between the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef. One answer is the Taz. Says the Taz, you know what comes out of the novella? Well, they both say the same thing. What comes out of the novella? A mashahu of a mashahu. Right? Meaning from the novella, Chatichos goes less than a 60th. And into Chaticha X, Chaticha X has less than a 60th of the novella. The other Chatichos gets less than a 60th of Chaticha X. That's a mashu of a mashu. Pre mashu long reading, a mashu of a mashu doesn't count halachically. A less than 60th blia, of a less than 60th blia, doesn't count. It doesn't exist. Now it's funny because a direct transfer of 1 to 100,000 would be usher from Inverino in a bottom. But if it's in two steps, 1 to 100, and then 1 to 1,000, now tre mashu long reading. Right. What do I mean? Train mashu lo minan, meaning it's a blias mashu of a blias mashu. Mashu meaning less than a 60th doesn't exist. Okay, it seems to be shown in this might be sheet in mitzias. Like mamish is only a little nevela gravy went into this piece. That little nevela gravy will not even go into the other chatichos. It could just be a din. But somehow he says, al pi din, a mashu of a mashu doesn't exist. Okay. That is the shita of the Taz. The Nekudas HaKesef says it differently. He says you're dead wrong. He says it does exist. But it's considered to be Mimshino Mino. Lias Mashu of Nevela in Chaticha X. Since it's only Lias Mashu, is not considered the min of Basar. So the transfer from Chaticha X to all the Chatichos is min b'she'eino mino. It's not that we view that second transfer as not existing. It does exist. But we view it as min b'she'eino mino, so it's batel b'shishim, because only min b'mino is eino batel fi Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? There's a tiny bit of nevela gravy in the chaticha X. It's all meat. But since the amount of nevela gravy in chaticha, it's not chanan, just nevela gravy inside, it's so small it's less than a 60th, that's considered a different type of thing than real meat taste. And therefore, when that tiny taste comes out of the other chatichos, it's a different type of thing going into meat. Not meat going into meat. A different type of, it's not really a different type of thing, just considered a different type of thing. A so diluted taste of meat is considered a different min. Therefore, it's a meat asterisk taste going into meat, which are two different minim, and therefore it's batel b'shishim. That's the machlokes between this very long Taz and very long Nekudas HaKesef. What's the nafkamina? Why are they bothered to argue? They say what the nafkamina is. The nafkamina is, what about chametz on Pesach? What's unique about chametz on Pesach? It's the only thing in the entire known universe, right? That, what's unique about chametz on Pesach? The only thing in the entire known universe. That's an Isser Kolshu. Finish your sentence. That's an Isser Kolshu. Even Mimbashay Nomino. There are a lot of things, not the comfort every day, that are Isser, Mashu, and Min B'mino. Like Chumar Davod Zorah, and many things we say is Isser, Mashu, and Min B'mino. We say Tevel is an Isser, Mashu, and Min B'mino. There are various things that are an Isser, Mashu, and Min B'mino. Even for us. But Darsh Deshma, Tiran is an Isser, Mashu, and Min B'mino. There are things that are Isser, Mashu, and Min B'mino. It's the only thing in the whole world that is an Isser, Mashu, and Min B'mino. It's Chametz on Pesach. So the nafkamina is, what about chametz on Pesach? Nafkamina is chametz. What happened to chametz? You have chametz, you know, one, two, a chaticha, that's 100, just a mashu. And then that chaticha, that's 100, gets cooked with other chatichos that are, you know, 100,000. Or it could be 10,000 or whatever, right? The chametz gave a 100th taste into this chaticha, and now this chaticha gives a 1,000th taste into the other chatichos. The Taz would say, no, the other chatichos are mutter. because Trey Mashal won't be none, since the original Chatzich only got a Mashal of Chametz, that doesn't give anything to the other pieces. The Shach say they're all Usser. It doesn't give what's considered the same min to the other pieces, but in the Chametz, who cares what the same min or not? So the Taz would say Mutter, and the Shach would say Usser. Okay, well, how are we call like the Shach? I don't know, I never had such a question of mice that came before me. That's enough giving to the Shach and the Taz. It's sort of like what Tosos doesn't bother to explain. Like, Tosos, they're really worried. How come in this Diyuk scenario, Chaticha X is not Hanan? Don't bother to tell us, like, and who cares if it's not Hanan? There's still a little Isser in Heter. The answer is, well, when a little Isser goes into Heter in two steps, it becomes Mutter. Why? Either because the second step doesn't count, or because the second step is considered to be not Bimino. Afkmina Chamitzat Desach. Okay, that's the long Taz, Sivkatan, Tes Zion. Right, not the first few lines of Tes Zion. I'm just commenting on the Shulchan Aruch and the Nekudas Kesef on that Taz. Okay, if there's no other questions, then we will go weiter to really something that is really my Simchal Yom. Like, I get the Shiloh all the time of Sifhei. Sifhei is mamish my Simchal Yom. Okay, ready for Sifhei. You can do it. Yeah, you're on top of it now.
We really just need to clear a room for you to sit on the desk.
Eventually, you're going to need a chiropractor if you're from chiropractors.
I have a lot of experience.
Okay. See, you think that all you get here is
that's not saying.
Oh, you just pressed the widescreen.
Yeah.
What? There's a widescreen.
You have like multiple trees.
And I can just send it.
What?
And I can just send it to her.
Yeah, but you want to get like fill the screen the best you can. There's like
the screen.
Oh, wait, you're right. I just pressed the multiple trees. Amazing.
Multiple trees.
Is that a new
iPhone
thing?
I'm learning a lot.
I don't
have an
iPhone 10. See the multiple trees. You see what happens? Like, here's pressing only a few trees. Here's pressing many trees.
I don't have that. I don't have that option.
Macroscopic.
It's because this is a fancy new phone. Why I have a fancy new phone, I'm not sure.
I have a perfect spot right now.
Someone bought me a phone unsolicited, which was a fancy new phone, and then my wife needed a new phone because hers broke, so she bought an even fancier phone. But she had to give it to me and take my phone because the kind of, like, of case that she needed to hold her stuff because she doesn't have a lot of money to do. So anyway, I have like a fancy
transfer. It's not like phone. A lot of money.
What? It's a lot of
money
in a bottle. So, apparently it has some, like, quad camera that's, like, some number of megapixels that I don't know what it means. So, if anyone needs a headshot, they could borrow my phone and get a decent headshot, I think. Okay. Rabbis don't really need headshots, do they?
No.
That's true, and it was professional. I went to YU. I was actually called by someone in the office of YU saying, when I come for the Chag HaSmicha this past March, which didn't happen, obviously, I should go get a new picture because I don't look like that picture anymore. Like, well, that's a very insulting thing to say. But I assume so, meaning I'm more distinguished. Anyway, no, it didn't happen to me. It wasn't Min HaShemayim. Okay, fine. I don't think they cared that much. Okay, meaning in Kvar, I'm in a room with the photographer. Okay, Viter, Sifhei. This happens all the time. By the way, just as practical advice, what is the best answer to the Shaila of what happens if, while I'm cooking meat and milk, a drop of milk splashes onto the pot of cooking meat? Right, avoid the situation in the first place. I have found in my experience, I'm a little older than you, that about 90% of Allah and Shailas can be solved by one pasuk in Koheles. Chacham Einav Grosho, that a Chacham plans in advance. What?
Is that solving the problem, or is that just...
That's avoiding the problem. That's even better. That's even better. The one of my sons goes to yeshiva, where they're very self-confident about their hashgacha. And he says, we had like an event for parents on Aleph. He says, if you hear from that your friend's kids come back from yeshiva and say, they had all these hashgacha questions and they were bothered and they were in trouble and their Ram stayed up with them till 3 a.m. discussing it with them, and your son comes home from yeshiva and doesn't say that, don't think it's because we're not such a good yeshiva and we don't like your kids. A, we just believe it's healthier for them to think about it for a while before they discuss it with their Ram. And B, we don't teach them Krom Hashkafas in the first place, which then make them confused and need a Sikha till 3 a.m. to set them straight. We teach them proper Hashkafas in the first place, and then they don't get confused. Okay, I like that. Anyway, what's the case? So obviously, the real solution is don't cook meat and milk next to each other or keep them next to each other when they're cooking in the first place, and you won't have this problem. But nonetheless, this problem ends up happening all the time. So this all starts with the smog. What happens if a drop of milk, here's the easy part. What if a drop of milk lands inside your pot of cooking meat? Say, well, that's what all of Sif Beis was about, right? It's not really easy, but we've covered it, right? We can black box it at this point. What if it falls on the outside of the pot? That's actually a more likely scenario. So the smog came up with a very, very big chumrah. So all starts with the smog. It doesn't start with the Gemara. There's no Gemara about this. There's a Gemara in Daf Tzadi Vav and Kulin, and Zvachim, in the Sugya of Mariku Shtifa, which discusses whether the din of Ratz Mariku Shtifa, right? Remember from Chumash, right? If you cook a chatas in a metal plea, you need to do Mariku Shtifa, which is somewhat, we'll get to the details much later, but similar to what we call Hagalah. Not exactly equivalent, similar enough to what we call Hagalah. And the Gemara wonders, or not, right? Do you need to do Mariko Shtifa on the whole Kli or not? And that seems to depend on the question, perhaps, of whether the Blia is, the Lashon here is. Whether the Bishul Mepeya, whether it spreads the taste through the walls of the pot. And the smog understood the maskana of the Gemara that it does spread through the walls of the pot. No, it's not so clear because the Gemara suggests that maybe for Truma you wouldn't have to kasha the whole Kli. So perhaps it means it doesn't spread through the whole pot. We'll get to it. Okay, smog says, what do we see from here? That the tam spreads through the pot. If the tam spreads through the pot, then what's the problem if a drop of milk lands on the outside of a fleshy pot? Then it will make this fleshy pot trick because the pot's already fleshy and now it's absorbing milk. And it'll spread through the whole pot. So now the whole pot becomes trafe. If the whole pot becomes trafe, then now the whole pot is chanan. If the whole pot is chanan, I know that's the answer, who just said the pot can't become chanan, Seder. If the whole pot is chanan, now the whole stew is going to be treif unless it's 60 times the pot. By the pot, I mean the actual, like, heres of the pot. In general, is the stuff you're cooking inside a pot 60 times the volume of the material of the pot itself?
Yeah.
The general rule is no. The Shach, later on, points to a mathematical book published in his days, which works out, like, how you can do the equations to get a weird kind of pot that is less than a 60th of the volume of the stew inside. But that's weird. Even nowadays, when we have, like, what?
No, the pot's smaller.
Right. Can the pot be less than a 60th of the stew inside? Yeah, if the pot is thin enough. Right, but obviously it has to be thick enough to stand, right? So it obviously depends on the proportions, right? You understand, if you work out the math, the broader it is, the easier it is to be smaller relative to what's inside it. The narrower it is, the harder it is. Yeah. But you can work out the equation on your own, you know, I needn't concern me now. For all practical purposes, I checked even with modern pots that are much thinner than the old-fashioned pots, right? Because our stainless steel pots are thinner than their old pottery pots. Still, even with our modern-day pots, any standard pot you're going to buy, the metal of the pot itself is more than a 60th of the soup inside. So, says the smog, you are dead. One little drop of milk lands outside the pot. Now the whole pot becomes Hanan. The whole pot becomes Hanan. And now if the pot is Hanan, the odds are that in all foreseeable cases, the pot is more than a 60th of the stew inside, and the whole stew is treif, and you're dead. That's the shita of the smog. Okay, now how would we structure the history of this sugya? This sugya is hey and vav, and the beginning of Sibzayin are all about this case. Then the end of Sibzayin, there are mogos on tangents, some other cases that have to do with pots, but not exactly this kind of case. Basically what happens is the smog gave this isser, and then lots of people came up with cases in which it's takamotar. The smog just said isser, then lots of later people came up with cases where it's mutter. Who are the two main later people who came up with cases where it's mutter? The Maharam in Wittenberg and the smog. It's a little confusing because sometimes Sefer Mitzvah is the smog, sometimes the smog. Sometimes the Torah will say for mitzvahs, say for mitzvahs, and the Bezios will say this is the smog, this is the smog. But the smog is one line smog, just says usher. Everything else happens in the Maharam in Wittenberg and a little bit in the smog. Okay, so before we're ready to read the Machaber, let's just see what the different etaver are. One answer is the Maharam in Wittenberg. Says the Maharam in Wittenberg, here he has a fundamental machlokas between the Maharam in Wittenberg and the smog. Which way the smog holds, it's controversial. But what's the fundamental? It's a machlokas based Yosef and Taz. What's the fundamental machlokas between the smog and the Maharam in Wittenberg? Can the tipa be batel inside the walls of the kli? Or to use the lashon of the Taz, etc. If the tipa spreads out through more of the kli, does that make it more makel or more machir? The smag had a unique shita. So, what's the shita of the smag? The smag says that the tipa, the tipa is oseres afilu yoser mishishim. The tipa can answer the kli even more than 60 times its own size. And that's why the smog says it's always going to be treif, no matter what. Because it can answer, even if the tipa is one, and the volume of the pot itself, the dofne kli, not what's inside, the pot itself, is 100, it'll answer the whole 100 and make it hanan. And now, since the soup is not going to be 6,000, this doesn't work out that way, all the soup will be treif. That seems to be because it's timeless. Because what does the smog seem to hold? Why wouldn't the tipa be bottled with shishim in the pot? So it seems to be because the smog doesn't say anything, right? The pot has no time of its own. An interesting hakira. Is bottled with shishim mean if it's something is spread out too much, it loses its taste, or if something is diluted too much by other tastes, it loses its taste? Says the smog, spreading out doesn't make it lose its taste. Then it's just very thin. It's only being diluted by other tastes that makes it lose its taste. And then he also has to assume the pot doesn't count as another taste, which, you know, I don't have the scientific keeling to analyze. Right? That's what the smog says. Since it, thank you, it doesn't, unintentional, or at least, you know, not consciously intentional. Says since the pot doesn't have its own taste, it can't be bottled to mishishim. This is a very, very big chumrah. Whoever heard of something answering in one step more than 60 times its own volume? That's the sheet of the smog. Says the Maharam in Wittenberg, no way. In Wittenberg, I don't know if it's Wittenberg or Wittenberg. You know, it's all the same. It's not a Hebrew name. Rottenberg is probably how we would say it nowadays, right? Other people's last name is Rottenberg? Rothenberg. That's it. Rothenberg is how we say it nowadays, right? Then there's some Jewish singer, Rothenberg? A.B. Rothenberg, no?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So anyway, so he's, he's connected to Maharam in Rottenberg. I don't know exactly how. I don't know if he's descended or just descended from someone from the same kind. Anyway, he says, no way. That's not true. just because, because keep it all in mind also, the smug is really, he's being very mechudish. It's one thing. Not only does he say it's not to be bottle even in 100 or 200 times its own size, because there's no competing taste. What I would have said is, you know what? You want to say the teep is never bottled because there's no competing taste, fine. But don't say it makes the kli hanan. If the kli is like not a taste and it's not really competition, then it shouldn't become hanan. It should just be a neutral thing. No. It goes through the whole thing and is not bottled. If not bottled, so the kli is not a food. But the kli does become hanan even though it's not a food. That's really having this, not having this cake and not eating it too, as it were. But that's the sheet of the smag. He's very machmir. So the Marmar disagrees, and he says no. The tipa is oseres rak ad isha. Can only aser bedofnei kli if it spreads to 59 or 59.5 or 59.9 times its own size in the kli. Once it spreads more than that, it cannot do anything. Okay, how does the smock hold? Who's the third player here? The smock, according to Beis Yosef and the Shach.
What does that mean?
Ah, okay, what it means is this. The he views it a little differently. The smog says, look, the maskon of the Gemara in Zvachim is that it spreads through the pot. And it makes the whole pachanan and you're dead. Says the Marmar, remember, no. The maskon of the Gemara in Zvachim is that we're not sure how it spreads through the pot. Will this taste of this tipa spread through the whole pot? Will it not? Will it spread through part of the pot? What he says is this. Marmar says this. If it happens to, right, tipa's bar, here's the pot. Here's the tipa. The disc is like 59 times its size, that will all be Usr and Hanan. If it spreads to a little bigger part of the pot, or all the pot, 60 times its size, then it's Batal. So he says, here's another difference. The smag says we're sure it'll spread through the whole pot. Says remember, if we're sure it'll spread through the whole pot, we're all free, there's no problem whatsoever, it's Batal. We're not sure how much it spreads. So what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is not that it spreads a lot. If it spreads a lot, it's batal. It's not that it spreads a little. If it spreads a little, it'll only make Hanan twice its own size, three times its own size. The worst case scenario is that it spreads to 59 times its own size, or really 59.999 times its own size. Because then it's not batal, it makes it Hanan. So the worst it could do is make 59 times itself of Hanan.
The whole pot is more, or is that
spot? Just that spot. Just that part of the... You know, like, if this is a pot, I know pots are round, etc. Then, like, you know, this whiteboard is the wall of the pot. If it spread this much or this much or this much. You know, if it spreads too much, it's batal. If it spreads too little, it only makes a little chanan. But we're choshes for worst case scenario, it'll spread just 59 times its own size. And therefore, says Maharam Rutenberg, that he has this famous kula. As long as the stew is 3,600 times the tipa, it's mutter, imanashah. Why? Because if it initially spread to 60 times itself in the pot, it's batal. If it spread to 59 times itself in the pot, there's only 60 hanan now. There's only 60 hanan that can only answer up to 3,600. If there's 3,700, then it'll be batal b'shishim. That's called shishim pamim shishim. The shach, he's a bit pedantic here. He's right for being pedantic. It says technically it's not 3,600 because one could aser 59.9. So it could be 60.9. So you really mean not 3,600, but 60 times 60.99999, which is the limit of approaching 3,660. But we're not sweating the small stuff.
Can you just explain that one time a little slower?
Yes. I will mention in a moment. Let me just first point out the smock. Which, there are three Bisholim here. I mean, there's also this Rinya Hill of the Minhag. There are three main Bisholim. Which way does the smock hold? So, the smock on this issue, he says something different. He doesn't say what he holds about the Maram Shita. According to the Taz, he agrees with the smock. And according to the Beis Yosef and the Shach, he agrees with Maram Rutenberg. Okay. We pass like Maram Rutenberg. How do we know? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote Maram Rutenberg. He doesn't quote Maharami Rutenberg, but the Shach in Sifkatan, Chaf, quotes Maharami Rutenberg and Paskins it, and therefore that's accepted in the halachic literature. Now, What do I mean by my Rami Rittenberg? So what are some integrity? What are some integrity? According to the SMOG, there might be very few heter. One heter is my Rami Rittenberg. He says, Shisha Bam Shisha. Which the Shach says is really Shisha Bam 60.999.
He doesn't say 6.999
times 6.999. No, you only get 60 times 60.999 if you think about it.
Well, is it for the people or for the space?
I'll explain. Now, let me explain the Maram to Noah and everyone else. He says Miman of Shach. It's like this. What's the Miman of Shach? It's Miman of Shach. If the Tipa initially spread, if it initially spread to 60 times itself, then it's Batel and we're home free. Right? If it initially spread to 59 times itself, then you have a Hanan. But how much Hanan do you have? You have Hanan the size of 60 tipos. Alright, it plus another 59 that it spreads. So the most Hanan you could have is 60 tipos. And here's where the Shach is pedantic and says, no, technically it could spread to 59.999 times itself and not be Batel, so you could have 60.999. Okay. Size of 60 tipos. But let's say you have Hanan of 60 tipos. If the stew is 3,600 tipos, again, the Shach pedantically would say 3,660 minus epsilon. I think minus 60 epsilon is still minus epsilon, no? That's complicated. In our case, yes. If the stew is 39 tipos, then the Hanan in the Dofne Hakdeira is bottle to the stew. That's the Pshat of the Maharam Rittenberg. If the Tipa initially spread very far, it's bottle. The Tipa only spread to 59 times its own size. You got unlucky, it spread this much. There's now 60 Hanan in the walls of the Kli. That 60 Hanan in the walls of the Kli then gives its taste to the stew. But if the stew is 3,600, then even the taste of the Hanan is bottle b'shishin. It's like in Sif Beis, if the Kedera is 60 times the Chaticha, you're okay. Meaning, even if 60 Hanan in the walls of the pot, that's still bottle. There's 3,600 in the stew. So it's bottle b'shishin. So the stew is still mutter.
So this Heter from Maharam is really like just an extension of the general Heter that we have.
It's a chiddush in that he says there's bits of a shisha in the walls of the pot against the smog. Once he says that, then it's poshut that he's right. Because miman shach, if it's spread a lot, it's batel the first step. If it's spread only to 59 times itself, it makes 60 chanan in the first step. But 60 chanan in the walls of the pot can't aser 3,600, so that's batel b'shisha. Can only aser 3,500.
It's so poshut that we say that the pot and
yes, in general, like it's accepted that if there's a blia in the pot, that's batel b'shishin to what's inside it. Yeah. Okay, that's the heter of the Marami Rittenberg. That's the heter of the Marami Rittenberg. Let's go to the next heter. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Tipas Cholov Shanafla al HaKedera She'etza La'esh Mibachutz. Remember, not that Tipas Cholov landed inside the Kedera, then that's if Beis. Did it land in the Rotev? Did it land on a piece? Or the piece half in the Rotev? Etc. etc. Im Nafla K'negeda Tavshil Ein Tzarech L'shishin K'negeda Tipa Shemafa Pas Lifnim V'havi Kilu Nafla B'Tavshil. Ah, this is the Heter of the Smach. Heter B. This is the Smach's Heter. What's the Smach's Heter? Agav, let me point out one thing. This is, it's funny, if you read the we've shown them an acronym, and you think of modern day times, our whole lifestyle is very different, right? They're like, is the tavshil kosher or treif? Okay, the kedera is going to be treif, but you saved the tavshil. Worst comes to drill a hole in the kedera and save the tavshil. Like for them, like the tavshil was the big shayla. The kedera was okay. That's a secondary shayla. The kedera kosher or treif, sociologically, not sociologically, just financially, not a big deal. Because in those days, the kederas were pottery. You know, pottery was a lot cheaper than food. So, in our days, of course, the questions are all reversed. Okay, I'll throw out the chicken soup. I'll make another chicken soup. What's the big deal? But this pot, you know, costs $100. So, in our days, it's funny. What used to be the, like, side question, Antaka, is the pot kosher or treif in their days? But the ikar was, we want to know if we can eat the food. In our days, it's sometimes very different. I mean, sometimes you're desperate for the food, but usually it's like, I can always afford a new chicken soup. But like the pot's really expensive. Okay, but, so in our days, we wouldn't have made this a side point. But in their days, it was a side point. What's the status of the kedera? A is the heter for the food. Is the kedera also mutter or not? Says the shach in Sivkan Chaf. Logically, what do you think? Is the kedera mutter if there's 3,600 or not? Is that a heter on the pot or only a heter on the food? Only after the food, the pot still has Hanan. This pot still became treif. A patch of the pot became treif. So the Shach says clearly, let's make red. What is the status of the kedera? Says the Shach. Right. Who, first of all, who quotes this? The Shach, not the Machaber. And says the Shach, the kedera is asura. The kedera is still treif. Therefore, if the kedera is treif, not only does that mean you should throw it out and not use it again. I'm in the middle of cooking my stew. My stew is now kosher because it has 3,600 shishim hum shishim. I can't even keep cooking the stew in this pot because I can't lechachilo cook in a treif pot. So what do I have to do? Says the shach, immediately take this pot off the stove, pour it into another pot, down from the other direction. Meaning, where's the nice kedera here? Here is my kedera. If the milk landed here, the milk landed here. You have a heter of 60 times 60. The stew is kosher. But this pot is still treif. So what should I do? I should immediately go get another pot and pour it out this way so it all flows over the other wall and not that wall. Because the hachila, I have to minimize continued contact of my stew with the treif pot. That's an interesting, you might have said, now once it's already cooking, it's already cooking. No. Lechatchila, you can't cook in a treif pot. Even if it's already cooking in a treif pot and mutter, you have to... As soon as you can find another pot, you have to pour it out from the other side. That's what the Shach says. Then it's also okay, because it's going to be bottle. But lechachila, you shouldn't have extra contact with that treif part of the pot. No, because if I pour it over, let's say, remember, what's our Shach? It only spreads to 59. Only this wall is treif. So if I pour it all over this wall, I'm having extra contact with this wall. If I pour it from the other side, I'm having less contact with this wall because it stops touching that wall. So I have to minimize the contact of that wall. Okay, and if we say, oh, but it's bottle anyway, even if there's a little treif, I can't let it touch my kosher. Okay, that's the Shach. Now let's go to B. B is the Smach. The Smach says a few things, but the most famous thing the Smach says is the Smach, and this is the Machaber, says, Naflatipa Keneged HaRotev. Keneged HaRotev. What do we mean by Keneged HaRotev? I mean, just, I'll draw a picture, even though we all know what it means, just to make sure we're on the same page. Here is my pot cooking meat. A tipas chalav could fall on the outside over here or over here. This is called keneged HaRotev. On this, meaning keneged means opposite, right? Where it hit the wall, on the other side of that wall is the liquid, is the broth. Or it could hit on top. That's shlo keneged. There's only airspace inside, right? So keneged HaRotev or shlo keneged HaRotev. Keneged HaRotev is okay, even without 3,600. I think the spot might have been holding that wrong. That's what shlo is. Keneged HaRotev is okay. Why? Says the Mechaber. Because you only need 60 in the stew connected to the tipa. Obviously, you need 60 in the Stuka Negativa, otherwise it's a hot big team monster. But you always have 60 in the Stuka Negativa. Come on. Why? Why don't we worry about Hanan? No, because it's Befakas Lefnim and it's Gilun of Lubitavshil. What does the Smak tell us? If it fell, can I get a rotet? That drop of milk doesn't start assuring the whole walls of the pot. No, if it's connected to Rotev, the taste of the milk just goes straight into the Rotev. And it's as if it fell into the Rotev. And Sif Beis, it falls into the Rotev, it's about to Bashishim. The Machan writes it down very simple. The Smak actually said it a little more complex. The Smak said, because it would be Munafshach. Either it's Mefapeya or it's not. And it's Machlokas Tazun Shach, what he meant by this Munafshach. Connected to Rotev. I mean, you could have just read the Machaber saying the Smak says that when it lands connected to Rotev, it doesn't go anywhere, just straight into the straight into the stew with Batzel B'Shishim. But he really says Munafshach. Let's just see what he means by Munafshach. So it's going to be enough Kamina. What he means by Munafshach, the actual Smak says Munafshach. Either it spreads or it doesn't. Right? Mefapeya or not. We're not sure what he meant by that Mimonashach. He didn't explain himself clearly, and that's Machlokes in the Beis Yosef and the Shach were the same. Shach just quotes Beis Yosef here. Versus the Taz, as to what the Smak meant. Anyone want to tell me the two Pshatim, what was the Mimonashach of the Smak?
The Taz says we're not sure if it expanded at all, or just the... If it spread out, it spread out the whole pot. If it didn't spread out...
Who are you quoting? No. The Taz holds if it spread out to the whole pot, it would be a problem, because he thinks the Smak uses the Smak, and the whole pot would be Hanan. You're quoting Beis Yosef and the Shach. Okay. Says Beis Yosef, you can check. If you think I'm wrong, feel free to argue. Says, what does he mean by that? There are two shots. Says the Beis Yosef and the Shach, says the Mimon Shach, either it goes through all the Dofnei HaKadera, and then, since they think the Smak reads like Marami Rittenberg and Batel, because they think Smak goes like Marami Rittenberg, not like the Smak, and Batel, or it goes into the stew. Meaning, what they think is if it's connected to Rotev, we're not sure how it acts. It might go spread through this entire pot, or it might go straight in the stew. But it won't go through part of the pot. If tipos stay in the pot, it'll go through the whole pot. If tipos go into the stew, they'll go into the whole stew. It won't go through part of the pot. Therefore, Mimonoshah, either it's buffalo in the pot, or it's buffalo in the stew. Right? What's the Mimonoshah? Mimonashach, either bottle in pot or bottle in the stew. That's the Beis Yosef in the Shach. Says the Taz. Nope. It either never goes anywhere. They say either it spreads through the whole pot or it doesn't spread through the pot and goes in. He says no. Either, you know, let me make the order parallel. Either it goes straight into the stew, or it never goes anywhere. If it's connected to Rotev, it's not going to spread through the pot. Either it'll go straight into the stew, or maybe it'll never go anywhere. It'll just stick on the outside of the pot. So therefore, what's the Mimonoshach? The Mimonoshach is, it's batel in stew, or never mixes anywhere. Either it's bottled in the stew, or it just minds its own business and never touched and never mixes into anything else. If it never mixes into anything else, it doesn't bother anyone. Okay, that's the machlokes. That, and why did the Taz say this? He thinks the Smak agrees with the Smak. If it spread through the entire pot, that would be a problem, not a solution. Okay. It could be enough gamin as a machlokes they have. It could be enough gamin is the machlokas they have about the status of the, or machlokas people have, about the status of the pot. What's the status of the pot in this case? If you have a heter of keneged rotev. What's the din of the kedera if you have a heter of keneged rotev? So, says the Ramah in Sif Vav, I'll just read you one line. Keneged rotev al yidei shishim and the Ramah v'aza kedera habiyasura. The kedera stays treif. And the shach in Sifkatan Yotes, right here, agrees. Haino hatar atashlo l'kedera mikol makam asura. And if the kedera is treif, what do you have to do? You have to immediately find another pot and pour it out from the other side of the pot into another pot. The Taz quotes in the Maharshal. The Taz quotes in the Maharshal, who says, the Taz in Sifkat and Yudzayin, says, Afakdir Muteris Minadin. The Kedira is still a perfectly kosher flesh of Kedira Minadin. But, Lechatchila, don't use it because it looks funny. Okay. That's the Taz Yudzayin quoting the Maharshal. Chenir Iker, and he personally agrees, Moshe Azger Be. So here we have another machlokes. Now, this machlokes isn't necessarily a pol yotze of like a muchach nafkamina of this machlokes, but it does work out decently. What's the status of the kedera? It doesn't necessarily flow from this. Here it says the Ramah, Sif Vav, and the Shaf here, Asura. Why? Because, well, if the tibet spread out through the whole kedera would be batal, the kedera would be mutter. Maybe the kedera just goes in, but it goes in slowly. So maybe it partially went in, but there's more that could go in, right? Because maybe the tiba is in the middle of going into the stew. You're never sure when it finished going into the stew or when there's still some of it left in the kedera. If there's still some of it left in the kedera, then the kedera is treif. The Taz quotes like, the Taz agrees with the Maharshal. Maharshal and Taz, at least al pi strict din. The Taz is sure that the smock holds this. The Taz is sure that the smock holds this. He says, no, muteris. The Maharshal says, well, it's better not to use it. But muteris, why? Because either it immediately went into the stew, or it will never, it's never going anywhere. Okay, now I'm not saying that this is a mukhrach nafkamina of the above lav klokas, but it flows from it. They say, look, it's definitely not going through the walls of the pot. It either goes nowhere into the stew. And then he says, well, if it went to the stew, it went to the stew. If it went nowhere, it goes nowhere. Shach says, no, it might spread through the whole pot. It might go into the stew. And whatever happens might be slowly, might be quickly. And therefore, maybe a part of it went into the stew, but it's still on its way into the stew. Okay, halacha l'maisa, yeah. Because a drop of milk laying in this pot, it looks funny to people to keep using this pot. No. Because it looks like this became a bas b'chol of pot, right? Meaning, everyone doesn't know how much milk can land a keneged rotev, not keneged rotev, they just see milk, right? They don't know all the details. Okay. Halacha l'maisa, the Chochmas Adam comes up with a heter here. This is based on a mechaber in two places, in Siman Kuf Chof Aleph and in the very end of Siman Tzadi Tes, who says that, you know, if a kli is treif, but it only has a tiny bit of treif, and that tiny bit of treif is never really going to hurt anybody because it's too small. Let's say one drop of lard fell in my pot. Right? Now, if I cook in this pot, nothing's going to happen because a drop of lard is going to be batel b'shishim. Right? The treif here is so small that it can never outstrip my food, because any food I would ever cook is more than 60 times this treif. Right? Such a small drop that, like, you would never cook 59 times or 58 or 57 times that drop. Machaber thinks that's mutter. We don't rely on that. But says the Chachmas Adam, look, it's machlokas, shach and taz, whether the pot is mutter or aser. If you have another tzad l'hakel, such as that this drop of milk is so small that you'll never cook anything less than 60 times it, then he's mako. Okay, the Rabbi Shulchan quotes him. He says, well, b'shas ad chakik relying on him. He doesn't like it b'chakila. Okay, the Chachmas Adam is just mako stam. The Chachmas Adam says, you can rely on the Chachmas Adam if you're stuck. Chachmas Adam says, no, no, no. You can rely on me because I'm right. Chachmas Adam was mekel stam. The Baal Shulchan says, we can follow him if you're stuck. Or even if you're not so stuck. You know, Chachmas Adam's good enough. Says the Chachmas Adam, he makes a pshara. The Chachmas Adam makes a pshara. What is the Chachmas Adam? What is his hachra? His hachra is that if it's called Tashmisho B'Shefa, you always use it with a Shefa that's going to be more than 60 times this drop, then it can never lead to treif. If it can never lead to treif, then you can rely on the Taz. If, no, 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 you might sometimes use it with less than 60 times this drop. It all depends what kind of pot it is, right? Some pots, you might sometimes like fry a little stuff in there. Some pots, you only use them for big soups. Truth is, nowadays, a lot of people like fry the onions in the pot before they make the soup. So then maybe it's not so posh to get a tashmish of a chef. Could be. Depends how big of a teapot. So, but you're right. Mostly his manual, he says, if it's not a kli shetashmisho b'shefa, or if it's a kli shetashmisho b'shefa. Again, what does shefa mean? That even if the pot was usher, and there was still a little drop of milk left in this pot, remember, the drop of milk will only go into the rotev, then it'll never aser your food anyway, because your food will always be 60 times as big as it. So, the Chachmas Adam is mekel in such cases. Yes?
Why is it not called the imbalance in the field? Are you the chilo confused using the pot?
Ah, so that's the sheet of the Machaber that he says he's mekel, but it was a chilo when you have tashmisho b'shefa. Okay, so the we'll get to why when we get there. Okay, you have to figure it out. I have my theory. And you'll tell me if you agree with me when we get to it. Anyway, halacha l'maaseh, there is some room to be mekel in this case. It was keneged rotev. There is some room to be mekel in this case. If it was keneged rotev, this would have to be the case where, though, in order to get a real sefikah, anytime you cook, it would be keneged rotev. Like, even if you cooked in it again, the rotev would cover that area. But if you had klishit tashmisho b'shefa u'keneged harotev, meaning anytime I cook in this pot, where this drop landed would be next to the rotev, and there'd be a lot of rotev in there, then the Chachmas Adam is make like the taz. Since halacha l'maaseh, if someone asked me, I would say, you know, halacha l'maaseh, if someone asked me, I would say, look, it's always, you know, hard to figure out exactly how everyone uses this kli, and sometimes tricky, you can easily get confused. Halacha l'maaseh, I would say, if you can, be machlokes like the shach and kasher, the kli. But,
if,
but, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. If you're stuck, then you can rely on this Chachmas Adam and say, look, if it can never ever possibly lead to a problem, then I can be mako like this Chachmas Adam. Okay, so there's room to be mako like the Chachmas Adam. I wouldn't run to be mako like the Chachmas Adam just because it's very complex. Well, there's room to be mako. Okay, any other questions? If not, we're going to have to stop here because I think our time is up. I know Binyamin asked, how do you kasher the kli? We'll have to get to that next time, Mirtz Hashem. So we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem next time. Okay, let's use our new skills, right, of pressing a lot of trees. Time to update, yeah. Time to join the modern world.
Are you going to buy instead of Rosh Hashanah?
kind of priorities and messed up.
Okay.
Why doesn't he be staying at Earth to be climbing?
What, sorry?
Why doesn't he be staying at Earth to be climbing? He said, but it's like.
Because maybe if some of the tipa is still stuck inside according to the shach, and now you cook and the rotev is lower, now maybe you can spread to 59 times itself throughout the walls of the pot. It's not going to be
rotev. When we heat up the game, it'll spread again.
Yeah.
And then it'll
answer up to 3,600 times its size. That's the Ramah clearly holds it. We'll have her again.
I agree, man.